I want to bring into the conversation Matthew Parks. He's the COSATU Parliamentary Coordinator. And Matthew, good evening to you. Thanks for joining us. You were listening closely, I believe, to the medium-term budget. What was your impression of it?
Thanks for having us. Look, we're quite disappointed as COSATU. We're sitting with a major economic crisis with 40% of workers unemployed, thousands being retrenched. Yet there was very little new in the speech to say how are we going to grow the economy, how are we going to turn things around. There was almost no reference to the commitments made by government and the private sector in the presidential job summit to create jobs, to save the economy. Government barely touched upon the issues of wasteful expenditure and corruption. Didn't come with concrete plans to turn their state-owned enterprises around or to deal with the issues of ESCOM in particular. So we're quite worried it was a disappointed missed opportunity for us.
The finance minister has spoken about the issue of robust discussions he's looking forward to in the relevant bargaining structures to achieve a sustainable arrangement, and that's in regard to the average government wage having risen by 66% in the last 10 years. Are you ready for some robust engagement, as he says?
Yes, we've been waiting for that for quite a long time. They must do it. So we're glad the government has recognized the need to engage workers. We've got significant proposals on our part on how to address the fiscal crisis. In the wage bill itself, the issue is not to punish nurses and teachers and police officers for wanting to earn a living wage, but rather to deal with the high management salaries and perks that ministers, premiers, mayors, directors general, etc. make. That's where the real bloated part of the wage bill is. It's not to punish workers. They must also deal with the fact that we lose 10% of our budget, 150 billion rand a year, to wasteful expenditure and to corruption. They don't account for that.
We
deal with issues in ESCOM as well.
Now, those are really important issues that you mention. But with regard to the premiers, to the cabinet members and the like, there's now an indefinite freeze on their salaries. So certainly some effort is being made to bring those salaries in check, at least.
But it's very little. I mean, they could have cut the minister's salaries. They didn't need to appoint 34 deputy ministers. So they need to show much bolder issues. We're not in a normal situation. We're in a crisis. The state is on the verge of implosion. ESCOM is running out of money to pay salaries three times this year. Other SMEs are hanging by a thread. So we really expect much more from government to get it back together. And equally, the private sector must come to the party. Government spends billions of rands, giving them tax incentives, subsidies to create jobs. And all they do is take the money, not create jobs. So there needs to be a real coming to the party by industry as well.
Yes. Tell me about this. I mean, you've spoken about ESCOM, and one of the realities of ESCOM, and this is, I'm quoting from an article the Times Live ran yesterday after board member Busisiwe Mavuso appeared in Parliament and spoke to the Standing Committee on Appropriations about all the difficulties that are facing ESCOM at this point. And one of the things she lists is the fact that there are 15,000 people too many at ESCOM. She says the headcount is unjustifiable and labour threatens war whenever this issue is raised. Surely you have a part to play in ensuring that that money doesn't go to waste in the parastatal, just on people who should not even be employed there.
Look, I mean, the union's job is to protect workers' jobs and so on. But the board has had 18 months to get its act together to come with a plan. They haven't done that. They haven't produced a comprehensive forensic audit about how much has been looted, how much has been wasted. They haven't come with a plan about giving ESCOM a license to produce its own renewable energy, which is much cheaper. We don't know how much of this is what's being recovered. We haven't seen anybody go to prison, so it's a bit difficult to tell workers to take the hit for somebody else's crimes.
All right, let's leave it
there. There are options which we've given to them, but yeah, they must also kind of come to the party now.
Matthew, thank you for speaking to us this evening. Matthew Parks is the COSATU Parliamentary Coordinator.